Ruth,
your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her God. Go back home with her.
But Ruth answered,
don't ask me to leave you. Let me go with you. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and that is where I will be buried. May the Lord's worst punishment come upon me if I let anything but death separate me from you.
When Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to go with her, she said nothing more. They went on until they came to Bethlehem.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Well, today we're thinking about Ruth, the Moabitess. She wasn't one of God's people. She was from a place called Moabite. She and her mother-in-law, Naomi, were widows. And when Ruth was alive, that was a bad position to be in. There was no support for widows. A widow didn't have any right to inherit her dead husband's possessions. And the word that's used in the Bible for a widow not only means the death of the husband, it portrays the idea of loneliness, abandonment, helplessness. And yet Ruth chose to go with Naomi back to Naomi's homeland, back to Bethlehem to care for her. And as we read on in Ruth, we see that Ruth goes into the fields to work to support herself and her mother-in-law, Naomi. So as we look at this, we're going to think about four things. A question, a warning, an encouragement, and an unexpected outcome. So the first thing, a question. Why should we care for other people? Why should we care? Well, two reasons. Firstly, we are called to care for others. Now, Ruth, as we said, wasn't one of God's people. But she wanted to follow the God of the Israelites. And it seems that she knew him. Because when she swore that she'd never leave Ruth apart from death, she used the very private name for God, Yahweh, which was used by the people of God. So for Ruth, to follow God meant to go with Naomi and care for her. She felt she was called to care for Naomi because she followed the God. And the Bible encourages us in many places to care for the vulnerable and those in need. And when Paul, can we have our first slide? When Paul was writing to the church at Galatians, this is what he said. Help to carry one another's burdens, and in this way you will obey the law of Christ. I really like this illustration from the Good News Bible. You see, as someone's helping to carry someone else's burden, their own burden is being carried by somebody else. And if you notice, even the young people, the youngest are included. Even the youngest can help to carry, can help to care for other people. And so that brings us on to the second reason. Why should we care for other people? Secondly, because we are cared for. Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, wrote this. He said, cast all your care upon him, upon God, because he cares for you. for you. And then again, Paul, when he wrote to the church that was in Corinth, he said this: He, God, comforts us every time we have troubles. So when others have trouble, we can comfort them with the same comfort God has given us. So in answer to that question, two reasons why we should care for others. God calls us to do it, and we've been cared for ourselves, and our response is to care for others. So, how good are you at caring? Can we have the next slide? So imagine you're walking along and you see someone struggling with a load of bags. They can hardly manage. What do you do? Do you offer to help carry the bags to wherever they're going? Do you offer to carry the bags so long as they're going in your direction? Or do you just tut-tut because they're getting in your way? Anyone for A? Some people, good. Anyone for B? Yeah. What about C? Oh. Okay, next one. So, you're with your friend, and you've both bought ice creams. It's a really hot day. And your friend, that's the last of their money. They've spent it. And just as they come out of the shop, they drop their ice cream. So what do? Do you offer to buy them a new one? A? Do you let them have a lick of your ice cream? B? B over here? Or C, do you say, well, they should have been more careful? We've got one of those over here. What about the next one? So you hear about someone who's in hospital and he's feeling a bit lonely. He hasn't seen many people for a while. So what do you do? Do you visit them? Do you send them a card? Or do you really hope that someone else visits them? Any offers there? A? Oh, good. I don't know. B? Yeah. C? Yeah. A couple more. Next one. So, especially you young people at school, rumours are being spread about one of your friends. Things that aren't true and they're not very nice. What do you do? Do you stand up for your friend and say those things aren't true? Or do you just, well, I'm not going to get involved with that? Or C, do you add some of your own stories? A? B? C? Oh, there's a few there. Right, last one. Someone tells you that their hot water hasn't been working for a whole week. What do you do? Do you invite them to your house to have a shower? Are you there? Recommend a good plumber to them, B. Or C, do you hold your nose? Oh, no one there? Okay. All right. So, that's a bit silly, really. But it's just a thought that God wants us to care for people as he cares for us. And there's all sorts of people that we can care for. Our friends, our family, our people at work, perhaps even strangers that we come across that in some way need some sort of care. So, back to our 4 points. We had the question and now a warning. If we care for other people, it can be costly. It can be costly. It was costly for Ruth. When she went with Naomi, she had to leave behind her family in Moab. And we hear later in Ruth that there are some of her family still there. She left them behind. She left behind the chance of marrying somebody from her hometown who would have cared for her when she was a widow and in that desperate situation that widows were in those times. She was going to a place she didn't know. She was going into the unknown. She didn't know what the future was going to hold. It was costly for her to decide to care for Naomi. And it's the same for us. If we decide we're going to care for someone, it can sometimes be costly in time, money, stress, putting other people's needs before your own. And sometimes perhaps we have to be wise about how far we go. I know somebody who is really struggling to care for a friend who has mental health problems. When do we think perhaps someone else is in a better place to care? So if we decide we're going to care for someone, it can be costly. But the third thing, an encouragement. If we care for other people, there is a reward. Because Ruth went with Naomi to care for her, God, in her providence, arranged that she should meet someone called Boaz. And Boaz married Ruth and cared for her and for Naomi. So when Ruth decided to care for Naomi and to take that cost, she was rewarded when in turn she was cared for and looked after and didn't anymore have to be concerned or anxious about the fact that she was a widow. What about us? Do we get a reward for caring? Well, sometimes people do get rewards, don't they, for caring. They get honours and so on. But that's pretty rare, probably. Has anyone ever listened on Saturday morning to a radio program called Saturday Live? Does anyone hear about Saturday Live? It's Radio 4. I'm a bit of a Radio 4 addict. Well, one of the features in Saturday Live is that people who have found themselves in a situation where they are in need or need caring for are helped by a complete stranger. But the circumstances mean that at the time they couldn't thank that person because either they were ill or they were anxious or doing something else, but they couldn't thank that person. And this radio program gives them the opportunity to tell their story and to thank that person. I mean, maybe the person's not listening. Sometimes maybe they are. Can you imagine what that would feel like if you had helped somebody and then you heard it on the radio and you realised that that person who had helped, who hadn't said anything at the time, was absolutely grateful and just so pleased that you'd managed to do something for them. That would sort of be a reward in itself, wouldn't it? But you know, the best encouragement, the best reward as we help other people is to know that as we obey the law of Christ, we will one day hear the Master's voice saying, "I know your deeds. Well done, good and faithful servant." Lastly then, the fourth thing, an unexpected outcome. You never know what the outcome might be of you helping somebody and what that might lead to if you care for somebody. Because Ruth decided she'd go with Naomi, she would take that risk. She'd accept the cost and go with Naomi and care for her. In God's providence, she met Boaz. And they had some children. And Ruth became the great-grandmother of King David. And one of David's descendants was Jesus. Jesus, who cared for all of us, ultimately, by dying for us so that we could be with him forever by taking away the things that we do wrong and spoil our friendship with God. So that, in some ways, was the amazing, unexpected outcome of Ruth's decision to care for somebody else. I wonder what it might be for us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the amazing way that people in this congregation, this church, do care and help for others. Lord, help us to be willing to care for others. Just to be aware of people's needs around us, whether it's just a stranger in one brief encounter or the people that we're with day by day. Help us to care, Lord, and to be willing for that cost. And Lord, just to know that our reward is that you know and that you are pleased. Amen.